Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Mishnah Yomi is continuing our limud for 24th of Kislev, Erev Chanukah, and we are holding in the 10th parak of Shabbat, Mishnah Dalit. Hamit Kaven, someone who intends, Lahotzi Lefonov, to carry an object in front of him. For example, it's a bag that has a strap, like his talis bag, or some sort of satchel. He wants it in front of him so he can watch over it and guard it, make sure nothing falls out. Uvalo Le'acharav. But it kind of flips around. It ends up behind him, not in front of him. Potter. So he's potter because he's not carrying it out the way he intended to. La'acharav uvalo lefanav chayev. The opposite case, he wanted to carry something behind him. It was more comfortable behind him. He didn't need to guard it. And then it swings around and now it's in front of him. He is chayev because he's even better, higher level of shmira now. Be'emet amru. In truth, they said, when you see the words be'emet amru, it means they agreed to this as a halacha. Aisha, a woman, a hogeret besinar, she wears like a petticoat, and it always has some sort of satchel, some sort of purse that's, you know, around her somewhere, you know, on her body somewhere. Bein milafaneha, bein lachareha, whether it's in front of her or behind her, and she goes out like that on Shabbos, and she's rabim, chayeves, she is chayev achatas, sheken roi liot choser, because it normally goes around. Sometimes the purse is in front of her, sometimes it's on the side of her, sometimes it's behind her, and she's not makpid on where it is as long as she's got it. So that's a normal way of carrying no matter where it ends up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekable pitkin. So too, people who are letter carriers, they're carrying a piska, like a little note, a little letter. They're carrying it in some sort of case, their letter case, their messenger bag, and they don't really care whether it's in front of them or behind them as long as it gets to the destination. Great, on to Mishnah Hay. Hamotzi kikar l'rishus harabim chayev. Someone who takes out a loaf of bread into rishus harabim, it's chayev. So maybe it's a joke, hamotzi lechem min aretz. Now here he's hamotzi lechem min rishus harabim, or rishus yachid to the other rishus. But really this case is just to contrast with the next case. Hotziu shnayim pitzurin. If two people hold one loaf of bread and they're carrying it out at the same time, they're pater. The Bar Nur here brings from the Gemara, the explanation is, be'asota achat me'mitzvos Hashem. When you do one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, when you do the entire act, the entire malacha, not doing half of the malacha, and the other guy is carrying the other half. Reuven's carrying half, Shimon's carrying half. So that's on a normal loaf of bread. But the Mishnah continues, lo yachol echad lahotziu. If one man wasn't able to carry out this bread, it was a gishmaka, very large lechem for a big wedding or a big siyum or something like this. Hotziu shnayim. And so two men carry out this bread, and it's such a big loaf of bread, you need two guys for this thing. Chayavin, they're both chayev, because they're both needed to do the malacha. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says they're poter. Again, he says you need, if you have shnayim shasu paturin, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishnah continues with more details of hotzah. Hamotzi ochlin, someone is carrying out food, pachot mikashir, and it's less than the normal amount, so it's less than a grogeris of food. Bikli, and he's carrying it in a bowl or a plate, pater af al hakli. He's even pater on the kli, he's pater on the food, because it's less than a grogeris or less than a normal shear, and he's also pater on the kli, shakli tefela lo. The vessel is secondary to the food, and the food is not the requisite shear of chashivas, so he's even pater on the kli. Again, this is pater aval aser. The person cannot do this lechatchila, but if he did it, he's not technically chayev a karban chatas. The Mishnah continues, et achai b'mita, he carries a living person on a bed, pater af alamita, he's pater even on the bed, shamita tfeilalo, because the bed is secondary to the person on the bed. Now, why he's not chayev on the bed, we're going to see later. There's a concept, chay nose et atzmo. A living person helps bear the burden when he's being carried by others. And this is also, it's a musa rabose. It's not just literal, he's adjusting his weight. It's if other people are helping you out, you know, and they're easing the burden, you know, you also need to try to help yourself. You can't rely solely on other people and their assistance and their tzedakah. You have to do what you can. Also, even if you're in a situation where you, Baruch Hashem, other people are helping you out. So the Mishnah contrasts this to es hameis b'mita. If he's carrying a dead body on a bed, chayev. He's chayev to carry it. And also, kezayit min amet, one olive's volume of a dead body, because that we're going to see is important. It can transfer tuma, can create tumas mace, ukezayit min a nevela, or a olives volume from a nevela, an animal that died without shechita, a roadkill that also causes tuma, kadosha min a sheretz, and a lentil size of a dead sheretz. Sheretz is one of the creepy crawly things. There are 8 specific ones that cause tuma, even with a kadosha, even a lentil size of them. Chayiv. So he'd be chayiv because this is an important amount. Even though it's a tiny amount, it's still an important amount because it can cause tuma. So a person might want to remove it from the area he is. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says it's such a tiny thing. It's not considered chashuv and he's poter. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains, holds halacha shein tzricha legufa is poter. It's something you don't need for itself. Just taking out a little piece of sheretz, a little piece of nevela, it's not a creative work that's done for the purpose of the Mishkan. And Baruch Hashem, it's Erev Chanukah, and we're discussing cleaning out tuma from a place. Rabbi Shimon says that's poter, so he has no problem with that, but the Chum say chayiv. And of course, they had to do this when they came back into the temple. The temple had been occupied territory, God forbid, by the Avanim and the Misyavnim, who defiled the temple and had brought Tuma into that, not just idols, but they probably weren't careful with the Tuma and Tahara and the Nevela and things like this and Shratzim. So it had to be all swept out and cleaned up. So Baruch Hashem, our Mishnah is in Yana Diyoma of Erev Chanukah, Chag Sameach, Tizkun LeMitzvos.